What's devotional today?
New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations, state and local governments, and small businesses since 1981. CARCOM operates analog and Kenwood Next Edge digital radio systems and is the original authorized Kenwood land mobile radio dealer in Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Whether you need job site radios, event rentals, or a fleet of mobiles on an area-wide system, CARCOM has equipment to meet your need and fit your budget. CARCOM, available today at 800-734-3609 to discuss your needs.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Look at Isaiah 55, and let's start at verse 8. The Lord says here, My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word. Now, he says, as the rain comes down and the snow, rain and the snow, and they don't return back to heaven, but they water the earth and make it bring forth and bud. All right? The rain and the snow, they water the earth and they make it bring forth and bud. Now, it also says because of this, it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says, so shall my word be. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I won't get into all of this tonight, but do you know the whole creation, all of the earth, is moaning and groaning and waiting expectantly for a deliverance? They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Because the whole creation, you read about it in Romans chapter 1, the whole creation is held in bondage, in check, until the rising of the sons. And do you know that it's the sons that are carrying the deliverance? The sons are carrying the deliverance of the whole earth in their bosom. So see, it's not just about you getting a bill paid or getting a need met. Everything God created that has suffered the wrath of the curse is waiting to be delivered. What he says here is that there's going to come a time where the trees are going to clap their hands, where the mountains are going to break forth in joy. It'll be because of the church, because of the bride having taken back her proper position of authority, amen, in the spirit realm, and while our feet are here on the earth. But it comes through the seed principle. Do you know, somebody say God's word is seed, and water. Now, here's what's important. Don't forget this. Don't let this go. If you're going to have a harvest, you don't just need seed. You need water. You can plant seed. Plant it and don't water it. It'll stay right up under that ground. I told you about my little cactus plant. I need to take a picture of it, show it to y'all. I bought it for a while. I didn't realize you needed to water a cactus plant. I guess it's a cactus plant. Thinking, you know, cactus. They just, you know, desert cactus. They got their own water. That thing started letting me know, I need water. I thought, uh-oh, I done killed the plant. I done killed the cactus. That's bad. So I pulled the thing out. I said, oh, I'm supposed to water this thing every other week. Pour water on it. Thought, uh-oh, it's over. You know, it's too late. But after a while, it's giving it a little light and water. And even talking to it. I said, I heard you can talk to these things. One day I was walking past in the front room and it was there and the window was up. It's like, whoa, look at this fella. Then it grew two more. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. You know, out there real nice and pretty, turned green again. But then it grew two big long ones. Now, this thing is thriving now. But see, it needed water. It needs some water. See, to have a harvest, you need seed and water. Not just, sometimes we just sow a seed, but then we forget about it. Then you need to water that. Now, the word, as the Lord said here, my word, so shall my word be. That's why you can't mingle seed. You can have bitter, don't mingle bitter water with sweet water. Don't put on a wool garment with another garment. What is he saying? Don't mingle seed. That seed, that other seed will bear thorns, and what it will begin to do is choke your seed. That's where we stand today. That's one of the great challenges today, is because many, because of the cares of this life, say amen. Amen. It's true. Because of the cares, the things that we face, the pressures in life we face today, the uncertainty, you know, job security, foreclosure, banks defaulting, the government whack, you know, all kind of things being shut down, layoffs, you know, all this stuff going on. And the news, CNN and Fox, headline, they love to talk about stuff like that. And then if there ain't no storm coming, they try to create a storm. Size of their prophets, but they're false prophets. They see a cloud the size of a man's hand, look like a hurricane number 11. But with all that going on, you got to stay your course. You got to keep watering your seed. Every now and then I forget. Then I realize, oh, I need to water this plant again. It's been a while, and so I go and put a little extra water on it. Are you hearing? Because the water is what sustains it. Now, if it were a fruit tree, it need water in order to keep producing fruit. It would keep producing fruit, listen, and that fruit, inside each one of those fruit would be another seed. In other words, you're not just getting a seed back. Now you're getting a harvest back. And see, with that harvest, see, if you want more trees, then you have to plant more seed. You got seed from that one you planted. Now take that seed, just like a farmer, and plant that seed. You get a harvest from that. Now take that seed and plant that seed. Come on, this is how we increase. Somebody say increase. Increase. Come on, how many know it's about time somebody increased? The world don't want you to increase. The system don't want you to increase. It wants you to decrease. Hello, it wants to take everything. It lives off of your life. But it's time to break those chains. See, here what you have to understand about seed. God furnishes seed for you. Tell somebody, you got seed. Come on, tell somebody, you got some seed. If you down to where you don't have two nickels to rub together, you can go out and do a kind deed. You know, I got a chance. I took my son to the barbershop the other day. I got a chance. I never saw the show before, but I heard about it. About some of you might have seen Shark Tank. And Mark Cuban was on there, and this little family was on there. They had a real nice product, and all the other sharks were saying, nope, ain't touching it. And Mark Cuban said, listen, when I was 8 years old, he said, I found a stamp. And it was just a little old stamp. He didn't know that it was worth something. He bought it. I think, he bought it for like a nickel. And when he went to sell it, he sold it for $49. And he started a stamp collection with that. And his stamp collection just went off the chain. And he said, you know, someone gave me a chance with that in buying that stamp and then in setting him up. And so he said, I'm going to give you a chance. He sold $300,000. I said, we need to go on Shark Tank and tell some of these sharks what's going on. But my point was this. it started in a seed. Now, he's a multi-billionaire, but he said he started with a little stamp at eight. And so he said, someone helped me and believed in me, and I see where you are, and I believe in you, and I'm going to help you with this. What? A seed. Come on, stuff starts with a seed. Because God is omnipotent, and he stopped creating, and now his power manifests in the seed. The same power. It's not a reduced power. It's not like a little bit of power. God has put the power in the seed. If you'll just have patience to wait on it and water it, it will become what God said. In the interim, you are made. You are processed. You are formed and shaped. And our society has messed us up because it has us wanting everything fast, quick, and in a hurry. And that is not how God operates. He can do things in a hurry, but that's not how he operates. God furnishes a seed, but we must sow the seed. Tell someone, you sow the seed. How do we sow it? The main way I want to get across to you tonight of sowing the seed is by giving it a voice, saying things. You're going to take dominion over something, it needs to hear your voice. I know in time past, there have been little plants, and I don't have a green thumb, but there have been little plants. I like plants that were about to go out. And I know that, you know, if you let them listen to certain music in that, in the right environment, they can come back to life. I've seen that happen before. They perk back up, a plant, a seed principle. How much more so your life or something that's gone off if you just start sowing the right seed? Labeling it, claiming it, calling it, giving it voice. You know, you have that authority. See, we have to uncover this thing again. The original DNA that's in you, the original you that is called. And now that we're born again, we hadn't even gotten into that we are born again. Now, when Jesus breathed into those disciples in John chapter 19, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Do you know that was the beginning of another race? Hello? Do you know that was the beginning of a takeover? When he breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost. That was even before the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost fell. But he was initiating a seed. This is going to be the seed, the beginning of a generation of people that are going to take over and bring back my kingdom into the earth realm and govern and have dominion as I ordained in the beginning. How many believe that here tonight? Amen. I believe that with all my heart. It's something we ought to give more thought to. Think on these things. God furnishes the seed. We sow them by saying them. And let me tell you, my friend, give voice to God's promise. Give a voice to it. I'm not talking about some sad, you know, well, I know what God said. No, I'm not talking about that. Give voice to God's word. Connect with that word emotionally. No matter how you feel, whether you feel good or whether you feel bad, doesn't matter. Give voice to that word. We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion, the Enforcers. Jeremiah 1:5 states, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God equipped Jeremiah and programmed him for his purpose. First, God dealt with the spiritual aspect, and then the natural. As enforcers, we establish God's purpose. In order to transition to new places in the spirit, we as believers must speak the language of the kingdom. Your adversary must recognize your voice speaking kingdom language. Enforcers have a certain language that heaven responds to and the enemy is terrified of. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.